Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last year, Long Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation. And one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe? This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth. Listen to episodes of Karen, the Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And until you crack the Da Vinci Code of how to disable automatic downloads, you're in it for the long haul. Just a few more seasons and we'll be common law married. When we last left off, I said some stuff at the beginning of last week's episode. Then a bunch of things happened in the middle. And then I kind of swooped in at the end to Sullenberger the whole thing. Again. And you're all caught up. So, sit back. Think about your love of meticulous, patient storytelling and get ready to put that aside for 41 to 46 minutes and enjoy the show.
Tom, Thomas, no, we can't do that. What? An anti-raid? So we sneak in and we steal a bunch of ants? The creatures or the... Okay. I see. Okay, and what would be my role in all this? Thomas.
John, it's time to start the podcast. I'm so sorry. Excuse me, Thomas. It's time to start the podcast.
Oh, I'm concocting a scheme with my friend Thomas Foolery. You know, the fancy pig in town.
Yeah, he is so fancy. Oh, I'm sorry, Thomas. You are so fancy.
Oh, he's very tickled by that. See his fancy little trousers and his coiffed little hair?
Sure.
What a fancy little pig.
So and it's fancy.
He has a riding crop, but he doesn't ride.
Oh, really? Is it just an affectation?
I believe so. He kind of uses that as a cane, and he kind of whacks me on the shoulder every once in a while. Thomas, stop! Oh, he's spanking me.
Thomas, you're making it a little weird.
Well, speaking of spanking, I should spank myself up to the tall table.
Yeah, let's get to the tall table. We got to start the show.
What were you doing down there?
Oh, I was talking to Thomas Foolery. You know, the fancy little pig in town.
Oh, yes, I know Thomas Foolery. Was there some reason you didn't call me over?
Oh, I guess I just, Oh, this is awkward. I guess I was just
sitting here at the table waiting.
Yeah. I guess I assume you're always busy. I think because of how loud you are, I just assume you're always busy.
Oh, yes, I am very busy.
And you're usually talking to your adoring fans, Wispies. We figure you're pretty busy these days.
Oh, yes, yes. Very busy. Too busy for friendship.
And there's something with the loose ends, but for some reason I can't remember what it was.
Oh, we have a concert tonight.
What?
We have a concert tonight. No big deal.
You and the loose ends?
Yeah, you don't have to come.
Oh, oh good. Thank goddesses.
Oh. Okay. Well,
okay. All right, guys. We got to start the podcast.
No, Arnie. Arnie. What? We want to start the podcast.
That's right. Guys, we want to start the podcast.
Yeah.
Hello from the Magic Tavern.
Hello.
A weekly... What?
I was just responding to you.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
From the Magic... From the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Beautiful Arnold. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. A little over 6.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon.
You're really dining out on that compliment, aren't you?
Well, I just gotta say, Ludwig called me Beautiful Arnold, and I was like, you know what? That is me right now. I've kind of had a little bit of a glow up in the last couple months, and I'm just going to embrace that. And I think the listeners want to know that I'm looking good.
You are looking exquisite, Arnold. I've noticed myself. But sometimes people say things just to be polite or attend events just because they feel obliged to support their friends.
Should I be going by beautiful Arnold or exquisite Arnold?
Should I do that anti-raid with Thomas Foolery? Maybe I should attend that event. Thanks, Usador. You knew just what to say.
Anyway, we're recording this podcast in the tavern The Strange Familiar in the village of Nibblebottom at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I am joined, as always, by these two creeps.
What?
What the fuck?
Why did you call us creeps?
I'm just mixing things up a little bit.
You get called beautiful and then you make us creeps? Fuck you. I can't stay mad at you. I love you.
Oh, thank you. Usador, I've noticed, now that I'm so beautiful, people forgive me a lot more quickly for things.
Well, it is true that people tend to allow beautiful people to get away with murder, but you must be very careful, for this can backfire, because eventually people will get tired of your nonsense and your selfishness, and they'll turn on you like the rats that they are. You could put on all the concerts you want and no one would come. Even though they said they loved you.
Arnie, look, I bought you a drink, and I bought you some food, just because you're so handsome. I just feels like I want to give you stuff. So this is a virgin red potion. Don't get any ideas. Okay. And then this is shrimp fried rice. Can you believe I shrimp fried this rice? I just made up that joke right now. Can you believe that?
Oh, Choo-Choo, you're so funny.
Yeah, that's the first time that joke's ever been used, and I'm the one who made it. Isn't that wild?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, my hair's getting in my way. I'm going to tuck it behind my ear here a little bit.
Wow.
You keep using this metaphor of no one going to a concert. I don't really know what's up with that.
Well, it's not important, really. It's just,
Oh, then let's move on.
Okay. Oh, you know what?
What? Chicken Butt?
Yes. Look, Chicken Butt is here.
Wait, that... The house that walks around on chicken legs and only shows its butt, the house that doesn't wear pants, it's Chicken Butt. Hey, Chicken Butt.
Hey, Chicken Butt, we're up here.
What a weird
chicken
house.
Butt.
Yeah, what no, don't come up here, Chicken
house.
Butt. No.
You know, they say that a witch lives in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Inside the house or the butt?
Inside the house. I guess around here a lot of houses have chicken legs, and I guess that's where a lot of witches reside.
Mm. Oh, yes, there are many witches around Nibblebottom. It's a well-known witch's haven. A few covens here and there, a lot of chicken leg houses. It's a popular witch spot.
What's the difference between a haven and a coven?
Well, a haven is somewhere where you go to find safety. A coven is a specific subgroup where you have a particular kinship with a set of witches that you perhaps do spells or... rituals together with. Perhaps you go out and you look at the moon together and collect blood or, you know, just witch stuff.
Hmm.
Lick a frog.
Now, I always thought it was pronounced coven.
Nope.
Hmm. Well, according to the movie I saw, never mind.
Oh, wait, there's someone stepping out of Chicken Butt.
Whoa.
Well.
Claudia!
Oh, my goodness, do my eyes deceive me? My deceitful gray eyes. Oh, it's the three dinglings.
That's us.
Oh, my
the
gosh.
The three dinglings.
Usador, you look lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Covered in hawk shit. Chanta, you... Oh, you old furbag. And Arnie... Anyways, it's good to see you three.
Ha ha ha! It's so good to see you. We haven't seen you in quite a while.
Well, you know, I've been hanging out in Chicken Butt while things calm down a little bit around here, but I feel a little more comfortable, you know, being back here with all my witch bitches hanging out in town, so... Oh, it's good to see you three cats. Meow, meow.
Meow, meow, indeed. Please, join us. Have a drink. May I get you something from the bar?
Oh, yes. I would love a putrid piss.
One putrid piss. Chunt, what would you like?
Well, now I gotta try it.
You won't regret it. You won't regret it, Chun.
Are there other putrid drinks? Because the way you said that, it made me feel like you're like, I want a putrid, but do I want a putrid piss or a putrid...
Well, there's the double puch. You could also get the putrid penis and then the putrid pockmark. But the piss is really the best.
Oh, okay. Huh. I'm going to stick with this virgin red potion, I think.
Pussy. It's good to see you guys.
Yeah, Artie, you are a bit of a pussy.
Okay.
Meow, meow.
I'm not in the market for more nicknames.
I'll be right back.
All right.
Hawks!
I can't believe his shirt flies him around now.
I know.
I wonder if he's paying them. Oh, Arnie, Claudia, I heard rumor that Usur, you know how he has a suit made of living hawks?
Yes.
I heard that he's going to make an even better suit out of 101 hawks.
Oh, 101. Well, I'm going to be honest with you. There's already some talk in the town about all the hawk shit that's laying around the cobblestones, so he better watch his step, and everybody else, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Claudia, what brings you to Nibble Bottom?
Well, I was meeting up with my number one coven. Actually,
gentlemen... Oh, so it's not coven?
No, it's not coven. It's coven. Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, gentlemen, I'm glad you're here. I might have a little bit of an opportunity for you. I'm selling witch oils. This would might be your opportunity to get in on the ground floor. You know, I had some incense, some amulets. I sold smoothies. Mm-hmm. All of that was shit, hot garbage. But now, witch oils is the way to go. I'm gonna tell you what. It cures what ails you. You know, it's going to fix your eyeballs, sew up your nuts, make your chest look like $1 million.
I'm so sorry. I just want to dive in here for a second. I get the eyeballs. It's going to sew up our nuts?
Yeah. Why have two bags when you can have one? Okay?
Makes sense to me.
Thank you, Chunt. Now we're talking. Yeah. So all I need is a $6,000 investment, and you guys could be on the ground floor.
$6,000?
Yeah, whatever you got. Shekels, strings, sticks.
Oh, and Arnie, I once told Claudia that on Earth you have dollars, and I told her you were rich, just because I was bored. So do you have $6,000 of your Earth dollars?
I don't know, Joe. We're not on Earwolf anymore. We've gone independent. I think we're doing fine. I haven't checked. But
I've heard that Conan O'Brien is a multimillionaire.
Can I ask Claudia, how much would it cost if we didn't have our nuts sewn up?
Oh, actually, that costs more. So that would be like an $8,000 stick, shekel, coin investment. So
might be worth it. Might be worth it.
Well, what I'm going to do, why don't you guys think about it? I'm going to leave you with some sample oils to rub on your sacks.
Yes.
It won't turn it into one forever, but maybe for like a day.
Chun, you started rubbing that on your sack immediately.
Hold on. Let me enjoy this. Rub sack. Chunty, rub sack. Yeah. Rub sack.
Yeah, your putrid piss. Thank you. For you, Chunt. I'm just getting a strong brown ale. Sorry it took me so long, but the entire time I was down there, one of my nuts kept bashing into the other one. I couldn't concentrate long enough to get back up here.
This is unbelievable. Do I have something for you?
What?
Well, Claudia, first things first, grab your putrid piss and let's, piss begins with cheers. Here we go, down
the hatch.
Down the old hatch.
Cheers.
It's good to see you guys. Oh,
is that
goodness.
A local saying here in Nibble Bottom? Because I know there's a sign that says that behind the bar here in the tavern, down the hatch, you old snatch.
Yes, it is. It's one of the oldest witch sayings that has existed for eons and eons. Down the hatch, ye old snatch. And now we've modernized it to say you old. It was ye old. That's what you see on the bar signs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Usador, just rub a little bit on the old woo-woos and see what happens.
Oh, gladly.
Yeah, right under the robe here.
Everyone is so quick to rub this stuff on their nuts.
We got some on that hawk's beak.
Ooh, it tingles.
I know, one nut be better than one.
It's getting hot. Well, two. Oh, yeah. Yes, I follow the logic.
You gotta work on your
I got it.
Math, you know what? Math is not my forte, so maybe 6,000 sticks was a little too much. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to give you some samples, take them home, see what they do to yield sacks, and then, you know, get back to me. Get back to me.
You know, Arnie's in the same boat as you with math. Arnie, you actually say math is not your forte.
I know, it's not.
Is that a joke?
No, that's just how bad at math Arnie is.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. I like it.
Yes, I feel much more streamlined now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I were sitting on a large wagon with a lot of other people around me in some sort of public form of transportation, I wouldn't have to spread my legs out so far, taking up more room than is actually mine.
I mean, my goodness, this is it right here. No rubbing on your nubbin. That's it. You got it. I might have to use you for a sales pitch at some point. This is great.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Yes. I'd be happy to be a part of this sales pitch, as would anyone who's smart enough to invest.
Yes.
Ooh, this little vial of oil you gave me, it says testy sample?
Yep, testy sample. And, yeah, and then when you get a bigger one, you get a ballful.
That's also an ancient language. Just like ye old, now mm-hmm. It's testy old.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask, Claudia, just yeah. to be on the safe side, are there any side effects to these oils?
Or straight-up effects?
Straight-up effects, absolutely. You could lose the nut completely. The nut could travel to another part of your body, so you could have an ear nut or a knee nut.
That's fun.
Yeah. That's bound to happen. Bound to happen after.
I hope I don't get nut butt.
You could get nut butt. You could get nut butt. Yeah, yep. Nut brow. Oh,
no.
Nut brow.
You're going to be a nut butter.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these things are bound to happen after a couple uses. I mean, which should sell you even more, you know?
So nothing terrible. You just might have some nuts on you, which I already did.
Right. You could have multi-nuts. It could just be the one nut. But yeah, nothing terrible, like a head falling off or a digit for a dong. You know, nothing awful.
This is Chunt.
This is Claudia.
This is Usador.
And we're getting nuts.
Ha ha.
It's time for our sub-podcast where we talk about nuts. Now, normally we talk about cashews or almonds or that sort of nut. But mm-hmm. today, Claudia the Witch has given us a special salve that we've rubbed upon our private areas, and it is combined what was previously torn in twain into but a single unit. How are you feeling, Chunt?
You know, I was feeling pretty good, but now I'm dreading nut butts. I hope that when I wake up tomorrow I don't have it, but if I do, it'll just be, you know, an interesting story that I'll have for the rest of my life.
Well, I don't think you need to worry about it, because that, you got one coming in on your eyelid right now.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Nut lid, give me nut lid. Ha ha ha. Oh boy, this is the most fun I've had in eons.
Claudia, do you have samples of any of your other oils? Like, I don't know, just any of the non-nut related ones.
Well, Arnie, how are you looking to feel? Give me an adjective.
That's a good question.
Precious.
Oh, precious? Okay, well, here. Why don't I give you this one right here? It's called Porcelana. You can Ooh. Rub it all over your face, and you'll get the face of a fine doll.
Ooh.
Huh. What is...
Well, if you use too much, you light on fire.
Oh.
But it's up to the user. It's a real crapshoot.
Oh, Arnie, sure. Can you imagine your current state of beauty forever captured in pure porcelain? A sweet... fragile little doll that I would place upon my mantle and look at you and lovingly stroke your hair every single day and brush your hair and tell you what a pretty boy you are.
I mean, most of that sounds awesome, if I'm being honest, but I don't know. I'm pretty clumsy. I fall down all the time. Am I just gonna break my sweet porcelain face?
It's worth the risk, you know? Break your face, fire face. I feel like anything. It's worth it.
Yeah, Arnie, we could also put you in some sort of encasing so that you don't fall or hurt yourself. Then you sort of could make another Arnie that we can play with, so we have, you know, one to stalk and one to rock.
If you're going to start collecting Arnold,
oh.
Oh, Nutmouth.
Ooh, he's got Nutmouth. See, that's kind of the roughest one, because now he's going to sound like he's got a sack of hawks in his mouth.
What do you mean?
Oh, what?
What do you mean?
Here, I'm going to give you this oil. Rub it around your mouth a little bit. Yeah. And
although, we've gotten a few emails, this is exactly a sound some people have been wanting to hear.
Oh, you, sir, didn't you, I feel like when Ludwig was here that you spent the night on his ship. Can you tell the listeners you slept on a pirate ship?
I slept on a pirate ship.
You know what? This motherfucker slept on a pile of shit. Did you hear him, Marty?
How dare you?
I did.
How dare you?
We got his ass.
On that royal burn, let's take a quick break. We're going to do a break, and we'll be right back with these nutty buddies.
I'm so fucking smart.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Oh, that seems to have done the trick. Thank you very much, Claudia.
Oh, yeah, just a couple of quick tongue twisters, mouth rubbers, you know. You did a great job. Great job, Usador.
I've noticed now, though, that my eyebrows and my beard are mostly fire.
Oh, just dip your face into some of this piss, and you'll be all right.
Okay.
Oh, and you know, I guess I never asked. This drink, the putrid piss, is it
legal?
Actual? Well, that is a good question. Is it legal?
Here it is in other towns around Nibblebottom. It's a little debatable, but you know.
So, in Bimbletop, it's illegal.
Oh gosh, the Bimbletoppers! No, no, no! They won't touch this stuff. Those freaks! No.
And in Bottom Bipple, it's illegal.
Bottom Bipple, way illegal. Oh my gosh, they may as well be witch Mormons.
Wait, what's a witch Mormon?
A witch Mormon is a witch that lives by the rules. Mm. The end.
No need to explore that further.
Well, they have to live by the rules because they're witches who have more monsters around them.
Oh.
Yes, that's it. That's it, Usador. Yes.
They
yes.
don't live by the rules. Those Mormons are going to eat them right up.
Oh, immediately.
I think there's a section in town here that has witch Mormons. Usador, you're talking about covens. I saw a sign that said Big Coven? Cove. Huh?
No, never mind.
Did you want to step on my joke anymore, Arnie?
I can.
I saw a sign that said Big Cove.
Yes, that's it. That's the one. You saw it. You found it. Stay away. Freaky deaky, Mr. Leaky. Ooh.
And I think that might be another side effect.
Choo-choo. Oh, yeah. I got the drips.
Yep. Oh, no.
Yeah, oh. You're going to get the freaky deaky, Mr. Leaky. I know.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the one pipe you don't want to leak in.
Hold on. I'm going to give you another oil. Rub it on there. It'll stop the pipes.
Okay.
PVC sack. That stuff right up. Yep.
Oh, yeah, baby. Rub sack. Okay. Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know if the singing helps, but we'll take it. Yep.
Helps me take my mind off everything. Yeah, it feels better. Let me wiggle it around a little bit. Yeah.
Excellent.
I still have a nut lid, but everything else is working. Should I put some oil on the nut lid, or...?
Yeah, rub it on there. And if you guys could send me just a couple sticks to my PayWitch account, you know, if you just want to send me anything, that would be great.
Well, here's a bag of 400 gold. Will that help?
Oh, my. What? Yes. Perfect. Thank you very much. The next putrid pisses are on me, fellas.
Oh, wonderful. Yes, I have quite a bit of money lying around since I killed the Dark Lord.
Yes. Wait, you got paid for that?
Oh, no, but a lot of people are treating me to things or, you know, taking me out or...
Inviting
me to join their musical groups and putting on concerts, yeah, that sort of thing.
Sorry, so if people are giving you things and taking you out to dinner, how do you have money? Are you ordering entrees and then when they go to the bathroom, you send back the entree for money?
No. I'm just saving my money now. I don't have to spend my own money because everyone's taking me out.
That makes way more sense.
Yeah. You know,
I
get my regular salary
money?
Still. Like, my regular salary.
But still, yo, your regular salary.
Yeah, my regular wizard salary.
Wait, wizards are salaried?
Yeah, of course. What, you think I'd get paid by the hour?
Good, Usador, here's the thing. I just think I don't want you to get too big for your wizard pants. You know? I mean, I miss the old days when we could chase each other around. Now you're giving me sacks of gold. I mean, I'll take it, but, you know, if I call on you, I need you to be there.
Oh, well, I suppose if you call on me, I would come running. All you'd have to say is, what, chicken butt, and I would come to thee.
Oh, good. Okay, and I'll be lodged in that chicken butt over at the bar.
So Usador, she should be inside the chicken butt, and wherever she is, she should say, what, chicken butt, and you'll know that that's not for chicken butt, that's for you.
Well, I don't know where she'll be. She said she's going to be in chicken butt. If she calls out, what, chicken butt, then I will come running.
Yes, that's strictly for you, Usador. I don't think I've ever even used that before. I've never heard it. I don't know what it is. Usually I say, hoo-hoo, chicken butt. And now, Arnie and Chant, if you're looking for some hot witch bitches.
It's beautiful, Arnold.
Mediocre, Arnie. Chant, I have some hot witch bitches in my coffin if you're looking for a good time. I'm not trying to pimp anybody out. I'm talking about a nice date.
Yeah.
Maybe a nice plate of salmon with some quinoa, you know, but...
A plate of what?
Salmon.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, and let me do a little tit for tat. Let's see here. Here, this is my friend Thomas Foolery. He's a fancy little pig, and I think the two of you would hit it off.
Oh, hello, Thomas.
See, he's got a vest and nice fancy little trousers, and his hair is coiffed.
Very attractive. I like the ensemble. Well, if Usador doesn't come calling, this fancy-ass pig could meet me in my hoo-hoo chicken butt. Also, I just want to clarify, the salmon isn't fish, it's Salman Rushdie.
Oh.
Arnie, have you had Salman Rushed tea?
No.
You make a pot of tea, mm-hmm. but you don't let it sit on the fire for long at all. You mm-hmm. rush it off the plate. Mm-hmm. Then you pour it over a piece of salmon, and whatever tea drips through the salmon, that's Salman Rushed tea.
Mm. And some of the pronunciation of salmon also runs off in that, so it becomes a salmon.
You've
cracked the very code!
I'm starting to learn things about food.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, I got a couple of witches back, you know, back in town. So if you want me to set you up, we could have a nice day together. Let's see how it goes.
Is there one that, I mean, I'd be happy to meet any of them, but is there one particular that might be compatible with me, an adorable little badger?
Well, it's not a badger per se. It's, her name's Suzanne, and she's a fisher.
I can work with that. Okay.
Wait, a fissure?
No, not like an anal fissure. Jesus, Arnie. No, a fisher. It's like a badger, but meaner.
Okay.
Yeah, are you into it? Chant, are you into it?
Yeah, I think I could put up with someone being mean to me. It might be kind of fun.
She got claws on her paws, and she'll scratch her back and watch your sack.
I'm in. Yeah, set it up. Thank you.
Arnie, what about you?
Oh, I don't know. I know I'm very beautiful now, but I'm just not sure I'm totally ready to dip my toe into the dating pool yet.
Gay.
Wait, Arnie, have you been down to the dating pool?
I know, I've just heard people talking about it.
Okay, because I was told we're not supposed to go down there. I've heard that that's for witches only. Is that right? Oh. That the dating pool, we're not
the
supposed to swim
pool,
in there, right?
No. You cannot go down there unless you are accompanied by a witch. So don't go dipping your human foot into that pool, or, oh man, there will be trouble. Yes.
So say you do go with a witch, or you just are a witch, and you go to the dating pool, and you dip your foot in.
Well, if you are a witch, you can hang out at the dating pool tax-free. You can wear a witch bikini, have a witchy colada, you know, whatever you'd like. So you can hang out down there and wait until another witch comes down with her man, and then you kill that witch, and then you steal whatever she's with, and that becomes your bitch.
Oh, hot fuck. That's brutal.
Mm-hmm, yep. Two witches enter, no one leaves.
Huh. So then I'm definitely not ready for that.
Mm-hmm. But I could arrange a nice meeting if you'd like to, you know, meet somebody, Arnie.
Claudia, you said you're not pimping these witches out.
Mm-hmm.
But is there some kind of arrangement here? You really...
Oh, fine, you busted me. I'm a witch, madam. Guys, it's just been hard to make a couple of bucks, you know? Once I stopped the smoothies and the amulets, I gotta find a way to make some cash. So, yeah, these witches are gonna try to steal your shit. So, you guys are too nice, I can't do it to you. I just can't.
Oh,
they would try to steal our things?
No, our shit, it sounds like.
Yeah, your shit, your gold, your hawks, whatever you got. And then I get a cut, they get a cut, and... you guys are too damn nice. I can't do it to you.
Well, I think if you are fallen on financial hardship, that perhaps you could set up a shop here in town, much like incense and amulets, but slightly different.
I'm listening.
Will you provide people with potions, love potions, and help them find happiness together? Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Have to think it over. I mean, I like nut traveling much more, but I'll think it over. I don't know. Isn't it better to just get paid for illegal sex?
I mean, we've all been there, so I think that while there is a certain thrill, undoubtedly, in such acts, that it's not necessarily... the healthiest way to live your life. There are certain dangers you may be taking on, and Claudia, you're our friend. We want you to be safe.
Oh, you invited Dr. Usador.
I've also got to be clear. I don't have a problem with you being a witch, madam. I mean, that's fine. But there's also the part where you're instructing your witches to steal shit. And that part, that's the part I kind of have a problem with.
But I get a percentage.
Okay. Yeah, you got a system set up. It's starting to make more sense to me.
Thanks, Arnie. Thank you.
It's beautiful, Arnold.
Arnie, it's a little wild, but I can't say that it hasn't been done before. Claudia, surely you've heard of the witches in the Court of S? A lot of those escorts, they've done something similar.
Yes.
And there's no shame in it at all. It's a living.
No, and only a couple of those witches have gotten killed.
Oh.
But by each other at the dating pool, right?
Yes. Yeah, I didn't want to bring the room down. Yeah, by each other. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm. So just let me know if you're interested. I can hit you up with some food poon.
Well, it seems that Arnie isn't quite ready yet, so I think perhaps we should give him some time and see if in a few weeks or months, perhaps he'll be ready to put his foot back in those waters. I suppose we'll have to settle for selling him some of this oil. Arnie, this oil's working amazingly on me. My balls are almost gone, and I got the one out of my mouth, and my face is just a little bit on fire.
Now, Arnie, I'm going to give you a special oil, okay? I'm going to...
Because my nuts are already oily enough.
So I'm going to give you this one. You just... Ugh. You put it on your hand, you rub it in the air, and whatever you think of appears that you want to have a date with, or maybe you want to have intercourse with. So you just rub it in the air, and whatever you think of appears.
And then I'm supposed to have sex with that thing?
Yep, you get 3 minutes.
Wow, 3 minutes? Arnie gets to have sex 10 times?
Yep.
That's not fair.
I told you that in confidence, Chunt.
Oh, sorry.
I do have a card. Here you go.
Because you know what? I've got to say, I'm just not in the market for that. But it is a service that maybe someday I will want.
Oh, it's just air sex. Come on, Arnie.
Chunt, she handed us the Jack of Diamonds.
What?
It makes sense if you think about it.
Yep, that's my calling card. You'll know where to find me.
Usador, psst, hey.
Yes?
Are you into Claudia? Because I think she's throwing it down for you. And if you don't go with her into the chicken butt, then I think Thomas Foolery's gonna, I think Thomas Foolery's gonna swoop in, so you might wanna make your move.
Oh, Thomas, that's a good one.
He's over there sweet oinking her now.
Are you into her? What do you want to do?
Well, I don't know. Things got so complicated with Genelevia, and Claudia's always brainwashed me before, but now she's just asking me to come to the chicken butt.
Okay, here's what you do. Start flirting with her. Arnie and I will hang back a little bit. You two start flirting and see how you feel. If you're into it, you'll know. You got this, buddy.
Although, wait a second. Usador, if we're going to be your wingmen, can you transfer your hawk suit to Chunt?
Sure. Hawks!
I mean, ow. I could have just turned into a hawk. Can you transfer these to Arnie and I'll just turn into a hawk?
Hawks!
There we go. Now I'm a giant hawk. Okay. Yes, sir. Go for it.
Hawks, take the day off.
Oh, Tom Foolery. What if I put that little curly cute tail in my mouth?
Usador, hurry.
Hello, Thomas. Hello, Claudia.
Hello.
Thomas, I noticed you haven't been working much lately.
Damn, ice cold.
Interesting. Claudia, did you know that I recently completed my true purpose?
What?
I destroyed the Dark Lord. No big deal. Don't worry about it. That's why all these wizard groupies are around here, these whizpies.
You mentioned that, but I didn't think it was real.
Yes, very real. Totally real. Why wouldn't it be real? Why would you say that?
I don't know. I that's such a big task for a Usador.
Well, someone may have underestimated me in the past, but now I am one of the most lauded wizards in all of Foon, and as one of the most lauded wizards, I couldn't help but notice how large and crooked your nose is.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I was going to say Usador no, but it seems like it's working.
Yeah, also he opened with talking about how he killed someone that Claudia occasionally partied with. None of this should be working.
Okay, fellas, I see what's going on here. It's about for my love. That means one thing. We have to have a nipple off.
Whoa, Arnie!
That sounds like the perfect chance to take a break.
Arnie, did both your nipples just fall off? Oh, fuck!
Oh, no.
Yes. Ow. Sorry, listeners. We'll be back right after this.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency.
What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
You know, even though I've been here a few months, I don't have a place of my own, so sometimes I just crash in the welcome wagon.
Keep talking, your nipples are still on.
Well, I also have no way of knowing how long I'll even still be alive. For once a wizard completes his true purpose, of course he ascends to the realms of Ephesius.
Ooh, now we're talking some existential goodness, and I see one nipple's gone.
Oh, there it goes. It just ran off. It's awfully cute. It's proud of those little legs.
Ooh, it jumped in Arnie's drink. Don't tell him.
It's beautiful, Arnold. Let's see what happens.
He's gonna drink nip.
Hey, Arnie, can I get you a buttery nipple? cheers. I still have my putrid piss left. Why don't you drink up your drink and I'll drink mine?
All right, down the hatch.
Down the hatch, you dumb motherfucker.
Down the hatch, you old snatch.
He did it. He drank his first nipple.
Oh, classic jokes. Okay, here's Claudia, the door. Yes.
Have you ever considered what would happen if you and I become romantically entangled?
Of course. For 6 years I have. I've been, you know, seeing you intermittently for that long, and every time I wonder, what if? But you're always off on some gosh darn adventure. I don't know. I don't know if I could settle down with you.
Oh, I didn't realize we were already talking about settling down.
Well, of course.
Seems very serious.
Once you enter the chicken butt, you can't leave.
Is that true?
Yes.
Not to interrupt, but at the beginning of this episode, we saw you leave the chicken butt.
Well, I can leave. It's my chicken butt. But anybody who is the companion of the witch who owns the chicken butt can't leave.
Is there a lot of egg room in there? Can you stretch out?
Mm-hmm. It will let you do that. I hate myself.
That's all right. It's over and it was easy.
Isidore, I mean, maybe we're best this way, you know, seeing each other every once in a while, having some hot, crooked nose flirtation.
I suppose that's all that it was meant to be. I digress and make room for Thomas to continue his wooing of this beautiful witch.
But I mean, if you're ever, you know, into pig on wizard on witch action, you know, it might be something to consider.
I'll meet you out behind the strange familiar tonight at midnight.
Okay, I'll be there at midnight. Good call.
Arnie, did you know that when a...
It's beautiful, Arnie, Arnold, but yes?
Oh, beautiful Arnold. Did you know that when a witch and a wizard and a pig have sex, it's called devils on horseback?
I thought it was called bacon and legs.
you would know better. I just heard a rumor.
Well, but, I mean, you know, to each his own. Every man's got his breakfast treat.
I was thought it was called a witch in a blanket.
That too.
Well, that could be a witch with anyone. I thought it was called a merry melody. They're not all great.
That's all, folks.
Wait, the show's over?
I wish, but alas, it goes on and on.
Okay, well, I think me and this pig are going to go get a foons over my hammy.
TMI. Claudia, how long are you in the village for? It's just been such a treat to catch up with you. Are you in town for a while?
I'll be here for a while, maybe a couple hundred years or so. It depends on how the oils go. And like I said, my coven is here, my original coven. So me and the witch bitches are just going to see what happens.
Sure. Yeah. Is your whole coven into this oils thing?
Oh, my gosh, of course. Yeah, we're rubbing oils like nobody's business. Selling them, making them, grinding them up, trying to find homes for them. Every single witch is on this task. You got it, Arnie.
Is it hard to grind up oils?
Very hard. Oh, you ever try to grind up a liquid? Oy, oy, oy.
Well, I was just wondering, is one of the side effects of the oils that I use that all my teeth have turned into one big tooth?
Yep, big tooth is also a side effect, yeah.
Yeah. You got anything for that to separate them back out?
Mm-hmm. Here's a Sharpie. You just want to write in your mouth. There you go.
Arnie, do they have Sharpies on Earth? This is just a very sharp little knife.
Oh.
I'm just going to carve
careful,
out.
Careful. That's permanent.
I'm just going to carve out. Yeah, it's permanent. I'm just going to carve out some grooves here so it looks like I've got teeth again. Give me a minute.
That looks good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Chunt, how are you feeling? I mean, you were about to go off on an anti-raid with Thomas, and I guess that's not going to happen. He's got a full plate tonight.
You know what? I'm just happy for him. He's been through a bit of a dry spell. And right now he looks as happy as him and shit.
Oh, you're free tonight?
Well, I'm currently a hawk, so I might fly around a little bit to see if I can get like an aerial view of Nibblebottom. But
sure.
Why is there something? Was there something going on?
If you fly around and you don't see anything better to do.
Oh, you had your little thing tonight. How's your little thing gonna go? Is your little thing gonna be fun? That's fun. I love that for you. Yes, sir, I love that for you, that you have your little thing.
Thank you.
What a fun little thing.
Yeah, it should be fun. Fresh old rabbit.
Spoons over my hammy. Ah, ooh, yes, here we go.
That pig is going to town. It's like eating from a trough. Wow, that pig is really going down on her.
There's a chicken butt right over there. Why? Get a chicken butt.
We're eating mozzarella wands, for God's sakes!
It's just so high up here. It's hard to tell the angle, you know.
Honest mistake.
Tall table.
Yeah, you have the mozzarella wands in your lap, so to be fair.
Well, I mean, it's a very flirtatious food. It's somewhat phallic. It's cheese. What's more erotic than cheese?
Mm-hmm. Usador's jealous.
I wouldn't say I'm jealous. I'm going to meet them. I'm going to meet them out behind the strange familiar.
At midnight. And Usador, even after we made it out in the strange familiar at midnight, if you feel like you want to come back and you want to spend a couple years in the chicken butt, I'd welcome you with open witch arms and never let you out.
Oh, that's so sweet. To be trapped inside a chicken butt. I must consider my options. I shall have to meditate and decide whether this is the way I want to spend my remaining years here on food.
Think about it.
I will. Although, Usador, be careful. I mean, obviously, we love Claudia. She's one of our best friends. But while she and Thomas were going to town on those mozzarella wands, she clearly picked his pocket.
Yeah.
Took his wallet and his pocket watch.
Oh, no, his fancy little wallet.
Mm-hmm.
Every witch has its thorn. Woo! All right, well, I'm going to leave Thomas here and
Wait, did you just poison Thomas?
He's not looking so good.
I think she just poisoned him.
I'm going to go back into the chicken butt, maybe freshen up a little bit, and leave your friend here if he wants to come back and do some foons over my hammy. That's his, prerogative. So, I'll be back.
She just flew right in the chicken butt. Thomas, speak to us.
He's coughing up blood.
No, he always does that. That's his thing. That's his thing. Yeah.
It's fancy blood.
It's fancy.
He coughed it into like a silk kerchief like that he had tucked into his pocket.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Quickly, Thomas, tell us, do you have any last words?
I don't understand any of that.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was a poem.
Do you want to step on someone else's last words, Arnie?
Oh, sorry.
Step on Chunt's joke, step on Thomas's last words. Watch yourself.
It's yourself. Beautiful, Arnold.
Oh, you're so beautiful. I can't stay mad at you.
Oh, I'm back. Sorry. Oh, is the pig dead?
Close. Close too.
He's gone. He's no longer with us.
He left.
Claudia, what did you do?
I just took his pig entrails, and I guess that was the end of it. Now we're only going to have a twosome?
This is almost as bad as when Zach Plasma died.
Arnie, don't bring that up. Every friend I make dies, and I hate it.
What's wrong with you, Chunt?
I don't know. Tucidor, Drew, Zach Plasma.
I'm sorry.
Thomas Foolery. Every time I introduce a friend to this show, they die.
Chunt, I'm so sorry, and I'm sorry to laugh. I'm just putting that together. Oh, I'm so sorry, Chunt.
No, it's fine, it's fine. I mean, Arnie, you have a friend, Can, who I guess lives forever or whatever, so that must be nice. As much as I hate him, he can never leave. But no, everyone Chunt introduces has to go the way of the dodo.
Come here, Thomas. Let me take you back to the kitchen.
Oh, he's gonna cook him.
Oh, that's yeah. All right. You know what? I take back what I said about Suzanne the Fisher. I Chunt, I don't think we should introduce you. Everybody dies that you love.
Oh. Well, not everyone. Arnie hasn't died yet.
Yeah, I did. Died. I did for a little while.
Ah, shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so did I.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me?
What the hell?
I need to go. I'm going to fly away as a hawk. I'm sorry, guys. I got to go.
Chunt, oh, no.
Chunt?
Oh, look, even my putrid piss, it's all gone. I killed it.
Oh.
I drank it all.
Goodness, Chunt,
he got us again! Look at Thomas dancing on the bar!
Oh.
Ah, good old tomfoolery for ya.
Oh,
thank goddesses. He was just tomfooling around.
Oh, thank God, the threesome's back on, baby!
Looks like threesome's back on the menu.
Cheers, everyone.
Down the hatch, ye old snatch.
That is a tasty treat. Oh, boys, we're gonna get messed up tonight.
Did Claudia try to murder Thomas the pig? Make sure to write a carefully worded essay explaining your thinking. Then post it on Reddit for us to find in 11 years. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Claudia the Witch was played by special guest Beth Maluski. Beth is currently shortlisted to become an understudy workshop moderator for Second City Works, one small, vital part of the Strauss-Zelnick financial family. When it comes to comedy, ask a venture capitalist. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Want to support the show to impress your friends and piss off mom and dad? Check us out at patreon.com/magictavern. You get ad-free episodes and two new bonus episodes every month. To learn more, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Chris Rathchen. Special assistance by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. All right, back to picking random posts on Twitter and replying doubtful with a gif of the kid from Matilda doing a thumbs down. Then replying to every response after that with an American flag and a crying face. After that, an hour of yoga and bed. It's a full life.
As
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.